12 kids from grades 3, 4, and 5 stood in the spotlight of the Petersburg Middle and High School auditorium. Sue Paulson is the master of ceremonies. She's also the president of the Friends of the Petersburg Libraries and a retired librarian for the local high school. This was her opening speech, which she gives at the B every year.
Ladies and gentlemen, I see the spellers are ready, and I see the audience is ready. Welcome to the annual Spelling Bee. A spelling bee has been popular in our country since the days of Abraham Lincoln in the log schoolhouse. It's one way that we practice how to spell correctly, because that means when people read our writing, they understand what we're trying to say. So here is the procedure of the spelling bee.
Sue conducts the competition in a series of rounds. The kids who spell their word correctly get to remain on stage. You won't hear applause after every correctly spelled word. Paulson instructed the audience to remain completely silent until the end of each round. That's so the spellers won't get distracted.
The word is rice.
Can you use that in a sentence, please?
Dina's favorite meal is chicken with rice.
R-I-C-E.
That's correct.
At the end of each round, elementary school librarian Jill Leonard leads the kids who misspelled their word off stage and gives them a snack. The audience applauds them as they exit.
The word is traditional.
Traditional. T-R-A-D-T-I-O-N-A-L.
Sorry, that's incorrect.
Next speller.
By the 15th round, fourth grader Cade Norheim was the last kid standing. His final word, constant.
Constant. C-O-N-S-T-A-N-T.
That's correct.
Neither finalist said they spent much time memorizing the words. Fifth grader Rebel McGrath won second place. She says she used her intuition. How are you feeling right now, Rebel?
I'm happy. I didn't even study the words for our class spelling bee, so it's kind of lucky that I, like, even got on the stage.
Really?
Yeah, so it's just, like, I was super pumped about that, and I was like, you know what? If I can just, like, wing it and go against kids that were studying for weeks, I could probably go on stage.
What's your secret? How do you remember all those words?
I'm not really sure. I think it's just, like, engraves itself in your head when you, like, really are, like, committed to something, I guess.
Did you have fun?
I did. Definitely had fun. So you have to remind yourself, like, this isn't supposed to be scary. This is supposed to be fun. It's not like a do-lose, you die kind of situation. It's just like a fun challenge.
First place winner Cade Norheim chalks his success up to his love of literature. His advice to other kids who want to become spelling bee champs is to read challenging books.
They should read a bunch of big books that don't have pictures, because in those books you can probably find bigger words.
That's a WRAP wrap on the district spelling bee, won by fourth grader Cade Norheim. In Petersburg, I'm Shelby Herbert.